our faith. God, you are our sustenance. God, you are our provider. God, you are everything that we need. And God, Lord, you give us everything that we need in our lives. We yield to you afresh today. We bow humbly before you, King of kings and Lord of all. We raise our voices and we expel the air of our lungs in praise and worship of the living God. We join our voices with the thousands across the nations, even right now, praising you and worshiping. And we enter into that throne room of grace. We don't come with all petitions, God. We just come with our worship. We come with our praise. We know that you'll hear our petitions when we ask. But this morning, we just come with our worship. We just lift and yield ourselves to you. And we say, great and holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. You are the Alpha. You're the Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. God, we lift our voices to you. Kitari araba sandare bashikadai sadaramai. Oh, sadabarada fishikadai. Lord, we bless you. Sidanamarot, yes, sedamovo, sedena. Idanamaset, sedayarue. Umora, yes, sebro, asuye. Idesu, yes, yes, yarabe. That's called singing in the spirit. Amen. Amen. That means I love you, Jesus. That means I lift my heart to you, Jesus. That means my English words can't express what my heart is trying to say. Do you see the King on his throne, elders and angels all around, worshipping holy, holy, holy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Holy, holy, holy. You are worthy, oh Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy, O Lord, you are worthy. Lift up your eyes. Lift up the eyes of your heart. Lift up your eyes. Your spirit eyes, the eyes on the inside. Open the eyes of my heart, God, that I might see. That I might see who you are. That I might see what you are, that I might cross the bridges of time and space and enter that throne room of grace and bow before the King. And all those earthly things will fade, will dim in the light of his glory and grace. Isn't that what the old hymn says? And all those things will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. God, we bless you this morning. We lift up your name. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I wouldn't be surprised, congregation, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, if the Holy Spirit wasn't talking to you. I wouldn't be surprised one little bit if you didn't have a word somewhere, a word of encouragement, a word that will lift up the church, a word that will edify and build in the house, a testimony of what God has done or God is doing or God's about to do in your life. If that's you this morning, why don't you just come and share that for the blessing of the church? Come on.
All my life, it has been so, so good. When I was singing that, the Lord just took me back to when I was a little girl of five. My mother was sent home from the hospital. There's no hope for this child, mother. But God had other words for me and other plans for me.
Yeah.
And through my life, there's other times when 34 years ago, diagnosed with esophagus, cancer of the esophagus. And when you're operated on back then, if you lived 5 years, that was good, but that's 34 years ago.
34 years, you're an old stayer.
I'm an old chook.
An old chook.
But
I didn't say that.
God's been so, so good to me. And there are other times, there's some miracles in my life. And the word God gave me at that time was, I shall not die but live and proclaim the works of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Many, many years ago, Jane, tell him the story of Adam when he had cancer, and that was the scripture. That was the scripture, Loris. Our son, who was 13, had cancer. They gave him very, very little chance of surviving that. And God gave us that scripture. He shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. And he didn't die. He got through that. We're still waiting on declare the works of the Lord bit, a fair bit, you know, but he's there. He's still kicking. God was on that. Someone else was going to share something.
I believe the Lord showed me a multicoloured, flavoured cake. And what I get from that was that don't be satisfied with one flavour, one type, because God has multi-layered, multi-levelled experiences and wealth and riches for you. He's got his promises. And in Christ, we have so much more than we are receiving, and he wants us to consume every multi-layer that he has for us, and the icing on top too. So don't be satisfied where you are. Keep pressing on, keep going deeper, keep going, because God's got more and more and much more. The flavors of God are awesome and rich and wonderful. So he wants you to experience every one of those things. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. You know, you were sharing that and I saw a couple of guys' eyes light up. As soon as you start talking about cake. Yeah, Gordon was one of them, I saw it. Just something got on him there. He just said, oh, cake. He started to dribble. You know, cake, multi-layer. Now you're talking multi-layer and icing. Oh, how good's that? How good's that? That's a great... Isn't that a great word? There's much, much more. And with someone over here, Jill, come on.
Okay. I just have this word that the Lord gave me a little while ago, but I believe it's for now. And it's, are you ready, says the Lord? Are you ready with the gospel of peace? Are you ready with the fullness of the Spirit? Are you ready with things in order? Are you ready with hearts obedient to God? Are you ready to go out, to speak, to share his love? Go out and come in. Go out and then run into the shadow of his wings for rest and recuperation and recovery, to be built up again, Arana, in the secret place of his love, under the shadow of his wings.
Amen. Yeah, thank you, Lord.
I got this just now. God says, I am your shepherd and you are my sheep.
Yes.
My sheep hear my voice. Are you hearing it? Because I have many that are not of this sheepfold, and you know who they are. You have them in your family. You have them as friends, your neighbours, your children. I have come to give them life, but you I have given the task of helping and praying and going into warfare, because there is one who will not stop and take what is not his. You must fight for what you believe and what I have, and I have taken them because you are praying for them. You must believe that. You must accept that. And do not give up, because they are going to become my sheep.
Amen. Amen. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life